Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, a wonderful passage of Scripture. He said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word glory means to vaunt or to boast. The Apostle Paul said, God forbid that I should boast or that I should glory. He said, God forbid that I should if you've ever seen a rooster that's up on his roost as he begins to crow. How many of you ever seen a rooster set out and crow? You ever heard one? I remember we had one on the farm that every morning would crow, and he crowed right outside Dad's window. And one morning, Dad took the .22 and shot his neck off and ceased the crowing. He'd start crowing about 5 in the morning outside the window. He found out rather quick, like, who the real rooster was on the farm. He found out that he wasn't the head cheese. But a rooster, if you ever see him, crow, and he'll prance around a little bit, and then he'll stick that chest out and raise that head up real high, and that that crow, you know, he's letting you know that he has arrived. Amen. The kids downstairs make noise. We wonder what they're doing. They can wonder what we're doing a little bit. Amen. They'll figure out there's a rooster up here. But listen, the Bible says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Jesus Christ. To vaunt, to stand up and to put myself out in array. A lot of times we say, well, I don't want to boast, or I don't want to brag, or I don't want to say anything. I don't know how many of you ever heard, I found that some old shows called The Guns of Will Sonnet. How many of you ever seen Will Sonnet, the old cowboy? You ever see that? Just an old show, and you ever see that? Right? And it didn't last very long, and the reason why is because he started out with a prayer, and he ended with a prayer. And it's just a good old Western show, and every once in a while, in every episode, he'll make a statement there. Will say, no brag, just fact. No brag, just fact. Well, listen, hey, when it comes to the Lord, it's nothing, there is a little brag, amen? Yeah. As individuals, Paul said, God forbid that I should boast. He said, God forbid that I should vaunt myself. He said, I'm not going to stand up. He said, God forbid that I should stand up and give you my credentials. He said, but however, he said, in one area, he said, I will do a little boasting. He said, in one area, I will do a little vaunting. He said, in one area, he said, if you'll pardon me, he said, every once in a while, when I'm given the opportunity, he said, in one area, I'm going to do a little crowing. He said, I'm going to let folks know one thing about the Apostle Paul. The God told me already that I'm the chief of sinners and that I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, but there's one area where I won't mind if you give me opportunity or give me ear or give me a space of time or give me the opportunity or give me the occasion. He said, I won't boast about myself or my credentials. He said, but there is one thing that given opportunity, I do have one reason to boast, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's folks all the time, we may get discouraged and we might get defeated and we might get down a little bit and say, well, I just don't feel very spiritual, or I just don't feel much like doing this, or I just don't feel much like singing or shouting. But friend, hey, the cross of Jesus Christ is the same regardless of how we feel, or how excited we might be, or how defeated we might be, or how discouraged, or how close we might be, or how far we might seem. The cross of Jesus Christ is still our cause for boasting. Said, preacher, there was a time in my Christian life whenever I was excited. There was a time in my Christian life when I wanted to tell people, but I just don't feel like it anymore. Well, friend, why? Why? The reason for our boasting is the same today as it ever was, and that's the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He said, God forbid that I should glory saving the cross of Jesus Christ. In just a few days, they'll play on a Sunday evening, and there'll be churches closed down so that they can, not real churches, but so-called professing fake churches, will shut down, and they'll have Super Bowl parties rather than have Bible preaching. They'll have they'll get together, and they'll be so-called professed Christians who will, rather than be in the house of God, they will gather, and they will, around the television, and they will watch the Super Bowl, and they'll watch a bunch of football players getting paid millions of dollars to perform. They will watch them have a ball game rather than be in the house of God to hear the preaching of God's Word. And probably for some, their team will win. For some, their team's already out, but they might pick another team, or they might watch kind of half-heartedly, but there'll be some people somewhere, could be somewhere in Indianapolis, or it could be somewhere in New Orleans, or maybe some of the other teams that are still in there, that the folks in Maryland, Baltimore, they won't be boasting because their team got beat the other night, and some of the other teams, their team got beat, they're out already, they've lost their cause, but there's some holding out hope that their team will win that Super Bowl, and brother, afterwards, the whole city will rally, and the state will rally, and all the fans will rally, and they'll get their clothes out, and they'll wear their favorite team's jersey, and they'll put that on there and say, that's my team won the Super Bowl, and they'll have a big parade for them, and they'll say, our team won the Super Bowl, and they'll boast about it, but friend, that's no cause for boasting. Amen right there. Thank you. God bless you all. I appreciate all the spiritual amens and all the head nodding. Hello. Listen, I stood up from Brother Mullen. Hello. I took that from you, brother. Listen. Hey, I'm a young preacher. You're old preachers. I can steal something from you every once in a while. Hey, friend, listen. Hey, man, we've got a cause for boasting, friend. It doesn't hinge on who wins the Super Bowl. It doesn't hinge on who wins the NCAA National Championship, friend. Listen, I'm a mountaineer. I like to see them do good, whether they do good or not. It doesn't change the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Hey, I like to feel good, don't you? I like to feel healthy. I like it when my joints are limber. Someday they won't be that way. Amen. I like it when my blood pressure's good. I guess it is. I ain't checked it lately. So every time I check it, it always looks higher than what I think it ought to be, so I don't pay it any mind. I write it off, some don't mean anything. Hey, don't do that. That's bad advice. Amen. But listen, hey, I'm not going to boast this morning and tell you that I'm here because my health is good. My boast is not in good health. My boast is not in those things. My boasting is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, friend, God forbid that I should boast in the color of my skin. Can you believe, friend, that there's some folks that they feel a little more proud than others because of what color their skin was? Can I tell you, you had no part in that. You were birthed in this world. Whether you're red, white, black, yellow, albino, whatever, it doesn't matter, friend. God knows what color we're going to be. And there's some folks somehow think they're a little better than somebody else because of that, friend. That's foolishness. Hey, we don't boast because of that. Some folks, they boast because of their education or their enlightenment. I had someone this week tell me, just this week, say, well, you know, I'm a little smarter than other people in my family. I'm a little more educated than some people. As if I should stop breathing and fall on my face and say, wow, I've met someone who has a cause of boasting. He's educated more than other people. Listen, he didn't pay for his education. He didn't go out and then get it. Somebody else paid for it, friend. And the truth of the matter is, hey, listen, unless you know how to fix your plumbing, unless you know how to keep your car running, I don't care about your education.
Yeah.
You can be as educated as you want to, but if the car's sitting out there and you've got to spend all your money to get somebody to fix it and your plumbing ain't going nowhere, friend, and listen, and your house falling apart, friend, what matters is being able to do a few practical things every once in a while. Education don't mean a whole lot. Listen to me, friend. Hey, understand this. I can boast in the accumulation of material goods. There's some folks that feel like they got a reason to boast because they got stuff. Stuff. Boy, I got a lot of stuff. Look here. Let me show you my collection. You ever met somebody that's got a collection? I got a collection of kids. Amen. Listen, and I've got collections of junk on my porch, and I've got collections everywhere I go. I've got a collection, and my dad had a collection, and Matt say about his collection when he had a collection of nuts and bolts and worthless things and all that stuff. And my dad would look for, he'd spend a whole day looking for a part that he could have gone to the hardware and bought for 55 cents. But and listen, just spend the whole day looking for. And I'm kind of the same way. I fight it, but friend, listen, there's some folks that they boast because of the material goods that they've accumulated. They think that because they have a lot of stuff, they have a reason to boast. I mean, listen, they'll say, let me show you my gun cabinet. Boy, look at all the guns I got. And some folks, they build them a big garage and put 6 or 7 cars in there and say, let me show you all my old cars. I remember going to a church one time and someone told me this, and I don't remember who it was even, but we were baptized, and I was just a little boy that was baptized in a convert, and two of the deacons was in the back of the baptistry while they were baptizing. They were in the back talking about their new boots that they had on, and when they went, they were talking about their boots and their shiny boots and their new cars that they had. They cared less about the convert being baptized. Why? Because they was boasting about their material goods, things that the Apostle Paul said, I count all things but dung that I might win Christ Jesus.
Right.
Listen, friend, They boast about their house, or they boast about their car, or they boast about their worldly attainment. There's nothing wrong with having a place to live. Nothing wrong with having a vehicle to drive. But friend, that's about all it is. It's a food, raiment, a house. It's something to live in. But our boast ought to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We ought to check ourselves spiritually every once in a while and take our spiritual temperature and be honest with ourselves and go out through our mind and just see how much boasting have we done this week about the cross of Christ compared to some material thing.
That's all right.
Do we spend more time boasting about the good report we got from the doctor? Or do we spend more time boasting about the cross where Jesus died for our sins? Do we spend more time boasting about something we have that means nothing as far as eternity is concerned? Or do we boast about the cross of Jesus Christ? Friend, listen, we as God's people need to get back to the attitude that the Apostle Paul had when he said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Jesus Christ. Listen, these folks, they want to boast and spend more time vaunting themselves and lifting themselves up. They want to boast in their degree of separation from others.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think a Christian ought to be separated from the world. I think we ought to be different. The Bible says we're a new creature. But listen, if all we have spiritually is in our heads a degree of separation where we say, well, I don't do what so-and-so does. I'm better than they are. I don't do what he does. I'm better than he is. I'm even probably more separated than the preacher is. If that's all we have, the Apostle Paul said, you ain't got nothing to boast about. That's pure and adulterated Phariseeism, and God said that's not what I'm looking for. Brother, listen, separation is not about me being different than you. Separation is about me having a walk with God that allows me to be different than other people. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate unto me, saith the Lord. Separation is not just about me saying, well, I'm going to put some distance between me and Tommy Rogers. And when I get some difference, come in here, Tommy. Come up here just a minute. You got to come all the way around. I got a microphone there. Spiritually, right, me and Brother Tommy got saved at the same time. If I never get him up here, we got saved at the same time. Come up here, brother. Listen. But I love the Lord and I'm reading my Bible. And man, listen, and there's things that Tommy's still doing he ought not to do, but I'm not going to do those things, the things I used to do. I don't do them anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. And I ought not to do them anymore. I look back and say, well, listen, I'm a whole lot better Christian than Tommy is, but I just want everybody to know the things he's doing I don't do anymore. And I know you wouldn't say that, but you think it.
Yeah.
What's the difference in vaunting with our mouth than with our mind?
Uh-huh.
You know, a whole lot of Christians spend time, they won't come out and say, I'm better than everybody else spiritually, but in their mind they think it. Can I tell you, friend, that that's wrong?
Right.
That's absolutely wrong. Can I tell you that the emphasis of my spirituality and my comparison ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ? My Bible says that they that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. What's the opposite of wise? A fool. What's compare me? Well, look at you. Lord, I must look pretty good in comparison to him, don't I? I'm like, Lord, in comparison to him, I've really arrived. And the Lord says, in comparison to him, you're a fool. Because you don't compare yourself to him. You compare yourself to me. Right. Thank you, Brother Thomas. You can have a seat. Listen, if my boast is in my degree of separation from other people, then I'm running in vain.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many Christians there are. And listen, they're all over the place. Who they kind of stuff their nose up and say, well, I'm better than so-and-so. Friend, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything. Paul said, God forbid that I should boast.
Save in the cross of Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you about the cross. Listen, I stand right here in this pulpit unashamed because of the cross of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done in my life. You don't know the things that I've done. And listen, you know what? I'm glad I don't know all that you've done. I'll tell you something else. I'm glad you don't know all that I've done. Amen. You say, preacher, do you think you're qualified to stand in that pulpit? I don't think about it. I don't spend time meditating on it. I know this morning, that I stand in this pulpit unashamed of my past. And I'm not saying that this gives you a right to just do whatever as a preacher. Preacher's supposed to be above reproach. But I'm saying this, that I'm not going to stand up here every time I preach and say, well, am I qualified or not? Do I deserve the pulpit or not? Should I be there or not? No, I'm here this morning because of the cross of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, I'd like to testify. I'd like to be more involved in church, but I've got a past, you see, and I've got history, and there's things I've done I ought not to have done. Have done is a mighty big word, amen? I'm still one of them folks that rejoice in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I still sing that song, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hey, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, preacher, I'd sing in the choir if it wasn't for my past, friend. Oh, gone, gone, gone. All my sins are gone. Buried in the deepest sea. That's far enough for me. Hey, our rejoicing, friend, is in the cross of Jesus Christ. And I, because of the cross, I stand here this morning absolutely unashamed. Say, preacher, aren't you ashamed of yourself? No, I rejoice in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If myself was the emphasis, I would be ashamed, friend. But myself is not the emphasis. And myself is nothing. I rejoice and I boast in Christ, not myself.
Amen.
There's some folks that have so eliminated their bad characteristics and they compared themselves to others so much that for some reason or another, they think they can boast in themselves. That's a mighty poor reason to boast.
That's right, preacher.
Say, preacher, I think I'm qualified to do something because I'm better than everybody else. Well, sure, you missed the whole boat, man.
Yeah.
I lift my eyes heavenward because of Calvary. Psalm 3, verse 3, and I'll read it to you. The Bible says there that He says, Thou art the lifter up of mine head. Thou art the lifter up of mine head. Can I tell you this with all honesty? There are times as a Christian whenever I need to know that God is the one that lifts my head up.
Yep.
There are times that you might get discouraged. And there are times that you don't feel like pressing on. And there are times that you don't feel like going on for God. But friend, listen, your boast is not in your ability to go on. Your boast is in the cross of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Friend, look back to Calvary. Look back to the shed blood. Look back to our Savior that died on the cross. Our boast is in Him, not in our ability. I lift my hand victoriously because of the old rugged cross.
Yeah.
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross where my Savior bled and died. Friend, listen. Hey, I lift both hands this morning victoriously.
Yeah.
You watch a football game or a basketball game and somebody wins, they all lift their hands and say, we won, we won, we won. Where are the Christians that lift their hands and say, hey, I'm on the winning side. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I die. Hallelujah to God, friend. Wait, hey, listen, it's the same to God. And we don't ever once in a while lift our hands up and say, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. My faith is fixed in Jesus' blood and righteousness. All of the ground is seeking sand. I dare not trust, listen, but wholly cling to Jesus' name. To preach on this, not the emotional type, friend. It has nothing to do with how emotional we are. The Apostle Paul, God said, God forbid that I should glory, vaunt, save in the cross of Jesus Christ. He said, I'll lift my head because of the cross. He said, I'll lift my hands in praise because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Folks say, well, that's Pentecostal. What? Honestly, I was sitting in a Baptist church one time, and I was listening to a young preacher preach, and said, what's a young preacher? Anybody younger than me? However old I'm, 70, they're going to be 68-year-old young preachers. But listen, hey, I listened to a fellow preach, and he was doing pretty good, and I was enjoying it. And I'd say, praise the Lord every once in a while, and then hallelujah every once in a while. And lo and behold, it wasn't about 3/4 of the way through the sermon, it bothered him that I lifted my hand while he was preaching. I don't remember exactly the comment, but I knew that what he was saying to me was, I'd rather you didn't do that. I went ahead and praised the Lord anyway. I wasn't doing it for him from then on. I was doing it for God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, friend, listen. I like to hear about my Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't help it. I like to hear about Him. Hey, the world is discouraging. And life is discouraging. And the trials of life are difficult. Hey, forgive me if every once in a while I just like to step back to an old rugged cross at Calvary and lift my hands and say, praise God. There was a day when Jesus died for all my sins. And wash them all away.
Yeah.
It'd be a good day if we as Christians got back to lifting our hands to victory and saying, praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Right.
I mean, listen, this old world, every once in a while, I'd see some Christian people walking through Walmart saying, hallelujah, I got a good deal. What? Praise the Lord, I'm going to heaven.
Yes,
amen. Nothing wrong with that, friend. It'd be a good thing if we as Christians would start glorying in the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's right, Richard.
I sing with fervor because of the blood that was shed on Golgotha's hill. I heard an old story, how Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His running, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. For a little while, no, forever, He loved me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Brother, listen. Hey, where in the world, man, if there's anybody has a reason to sing, it's God's people. Man, listen, after I was singing a ball game, they all sing Country Roads, Take Me Home, man, there, you know, listen, and that don't sound too bad. I like to hear them sing that, but I don't care too much about the guy singing the song, but I like that West Virginia part, amen. I like winning, friend, listen, hey, but the winningest teams, they lose every once in a while, but Jesus Christ, in Him, we're winners, and we'll never lose it. Every time we have opportunity to sing about Him, we ought to have our own praise and worship service, amen, just in the singing of the psalms and hymns of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a reason to rejoice.
That's right.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I shout amen and hallelujah and praise God every once in a while because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen.
I can hear somebody preach and they tell a sad story and I might not care about that. And listen, and they can tell me about how good they are and that might not interest me. But if they get to preaching to me in the Spirit of God and telling me about my Savior Jesus Christ, how He bore that cross up Golgotha's hill, and how they took those nails and drove them into His hands, and how they put that crown of thorn down over His head, and how they dropped them there in that cross, and there He died for my sins, and He died for your sins.
Yeah.
And that blood that trickled down His veins, and every blood drop of blood in His body, I believe, was filled there. And that blood was a fountain filled with blood that's drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains, friend. Every once in a while, I hear that, and I have to say, amen, preacher. So be it, preacher. I stand where you stand, preacher. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let us praise the Lord. Glory to God. Friend, listen, it's the same. The fact of the matter is, you say, well, I'm just not that tight. Hey, I don't care. You don't have to be that tight. But we ought to get back to glorying, to boasting, to vaunting, to crowing because of the cross of Jesus Christ. There's some roosters that won't crow. You know what you do with them? What do you do with a rooster won't crow? You eat him. Because the fact that he won't crow is a revealing fact. It lets you know there's other things he ain't no good for either. And a Christian that won't crow, something's wrong with him. Amen. And it might be hard, it might be difficult every once in a while to crow around a bunch of heathen, but there's no reason in the world why we can't get in the house of God and crow for the Lord, amen? There's no reason why we can't get in the church house and sing. No reason why we can't get in the church house and shout. Hey, there's folks come here to visit, they all look around and say, you know what? Man, this ain't the biggest church I've been in. Ain't the best thing I've been in, but them folks sure do love God.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you a formula for how to get fall in love with God, and that's the glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. Quit worrying about your failures. Quit worrying about your faults. Quit worrying about your shortcomings. Quit trying to figure out how advanced you are in the Christian life, and glory in the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right.
I preach I pray and I publish the gospel because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
See, preacher, you must just be excited all the time. You don't know. You don't have any idea. But I'm preaching this morning to tell you why I preach. I preach because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. Amen.
If there's no return, honestly, if there were no return, if there were no reward, if there were nothing else, I'd rather spend my life having preached the cross than anything else. Oh, I believe there's a heaven and I believe there's rewards and all that stuff. I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it. I don't know. I want God to allow me to have whatever God would want me to have. I want to be faithful. But if nothing else, how else would you rather spend your life? If there was nothing else, I mean, listen, what else would you rather do than tell people about Jesus? Because that's the only hope for fallen man.
That's right.
Is the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some folks say, well, I want you to know that I attend the First Baptist Church of blah, 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 blah. And I'm an elder there, a superintendent. I'm on the board. I've been on the board for 35 years. I tell you what, brother, listen, there never has been a pastor at that church what I didn't say yay or nay to him. They'll boast and that kind of stuff. I'm a superintendent. Won't we ever just get back to saying, I just want to stand up and say I love the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so glad Jesus Christ died for me.
That's right.
If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have to catch it. Just to make it to hell.
Amen.
God forbid that I should glory. Save in the cross of Jesus Christ. It was on that cross that all my sins were washed away. The payment was paid, made for me on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for me on that cross.
Yes.
Because of a hill called Mount Calvary, I have a home in heaven.
Amen. Yes.
Not just for a couple days. But forever.
Yes.
How many ever gone on a vacation and spent a night or two in a real nice place, you know? But after a while, you got to check out. You got to go back to work and deal with all the same stuff. Got to go back home and same muddy driveway. Same messy stuff. Ain't nobody comes clean the bathroom when you're gone. But we get to heaven. We'll tell you why all them folks are going to be in heaven and all them mansions are going to be filled. One reason. Not because of the Democrat Party or the Republican Party.
That's right.
Not because of America. Not because of red and yellow, black or white skin. All them folks in heaven, they'll be rejoicing, singing praises. It'll all be because
God be the glory.
God be the glory. Jesus Christ left the palatial mansions of heaven. Came to earth, was born in a lonely manger, lived a perfect sinless life, and one day carried a cross up to a hill. And He who knew no sin became sin for us, the righteous for the unrighteous. John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus, God incarnate, laid down His life, gave up the ghost, on an old rugged cross. The Bible says, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. I ought to go to hell. It's good every once in a while to say it. You deserve to go to hell. We ought to be on our way to the torments of the damned. And the only reason we're not, it's not because we're Baptists. Whether you're Southern, Independent, American, temperamental, free will, hard shell, lunatic, which that's what I am. It's not because any of them things, separated, right wing, fundamental, hellfire, damnation, none of that. The reason I'm going to heaven, it ain't even because of my Bible here. Because of the blood
that
was shed at Calvary. Because of the Lamb that was slain at Calvary. Going, going, going. All my sins are going buried in the deepest sea. That's far enough for me. There's a song I love, the old rugged cross.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you today for loving us. Dear Lord God, thank you for your mercy. Lord, not only all these things, but dear Heavenly Father, I look at death this morning as the same way. Death, Lord, you died for me on Calvary. I'll never have to die.
Thank you.
Because He died, we live. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, someday it'll come down the time to breathe our last breath here on earth, say goodbye to loved ones. But the moment we say goodbye here, it'll be hello to heaven. Mm-hmm. It'll all be because of Calvary.
That's right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we glory this morning. Dear God, sometimes, Father, it seems like there's not much other to glory in if we wanted to. But Lord, we'd be fools to want to. Whether we glory in our abundance or we refuse to glory because of our lack, we're fools. Because all of our glory ought to be in Christ.
Yes.
In Calvary. Dear God in heaven, we glory in the cross this Sunday morning. Help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Amen.